Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. I know you will press over here tomorrow, Lord. You say what two or three got in your name. Thank you, Lord, for being in the midst of your people. Able to lift up holy hands unto you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Good morning, everybody out in Facebook, online, and in the building. We just thank you for being with us this morning, for having your presence with us this morning. We greatly appreciate it. You didn't have to be here this morning, but you are, and I thank you. I thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Good morning, Lord, about all of the people. The lift up holy hands and peace this morning, Lord. You, Lord, we love you. We love you, and we love you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So now we don't have. We don't have partisan. Okay. Thank you. We have other people who can give us prayer this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for life,
health, and
strength.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for you being there for us every step of the way, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you for your Holy Spirit that leads us
every
day. Lord. Thank you. And we just want to praise you. We want to magnify you on this journey. We want to let you know, Lord, that we appreciate you.
Yes, Lord.
We love you, Lord.
We love
hallelujah.
You.
That you do each and every day in our lives.
Thank you, Lord.
And we just want to magnify your name.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We want to glorify your name.
Thank you,
Lord. We just want to let you know, hallelujah, how much you care.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're going to find that you can cast away any work of the enemy. That's not going to hinder us from receiving what you have for us on today. And once again, we praise you. Once again, we magnify you.
Yes.
Once again, we glorify you.
Thank you.
And your son, Jesus, and we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. No name but the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now we have our scripture reading, that's Katifa. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll be reading from Philippians 4, starting at verse 6.
Yes.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your heart and mind through Christ.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that scripture, Katifa. Thank you, Lord. So, I guess we're going to have a little quick testimony. We're going to do praise now. Anybody have testimony for the Lord this morning? Anyone? Thank you.
I want to thank God for my dad and my mama.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's your mom. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I thank God for my siblings and my sister who just had a baby. I'm grateful for my niece and my nephew. And I just want to have them in God's hand and with his. Always make sure he's patient if I'm not there. So I just want to
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So you can let the Lord go ahead and then you get back, huh? Amen. Anyone else have a testimony this morning? Okay. Well, I'll get mine later. Okay. Well, then I guess it's praising. Come on up. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
slow it down a little bit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many of you know we come here to praise God today? Let me hear you, lady, say, I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you,
Lord.
Hey. Because he cares for me.
Because he cares for me.
And nothing can
stand
in that one point.
I lift you up,
and I magnify your name. Oh, hallelujah. And that's why. Oh, let's tell him again. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you, Lord, today.
Because you can't.
Every prayer
to our God. Oh, let's celebrate every prayer.
Jesus, I'm Our life, amen. You know, after 50, 50-something years that we've been together, amen. 47. But he's changing some things, amen.
Yeah.
And I just thank God for the changes he's making. So that's why no matter what goes on, you never give up.
Yeah, my God. I like that.
Mm-hmm. It must be endurance, it must be patient in everything that we do, because God has his own time that he turns things around. So we have to allow God enough time to do what he needs to do. Amen. So give him time, y'all. Whatever you've been waiting on, give him time to do what he's going to do. He will do everything within his time. Amen. And that's what I thank God for. Before I go into further today, I can't start, amen, without giving privilege to the apostle of the house, Apostle Bailey. I would have to give him privilege to say what he needs to say, because I yield myself to him, amen, and not because we are not equal, but because he has a position above me.
Amen.
Many times we don't do things just because of equality. We do things because of the position that's before you, amen. And so whoever's position, it does not mean they're more than you, they're equal to you, but you will always respect their position of authority, amen. And so that's something we have to learn, church folks, amen. Church people got to learn, you got to you respect the person because of their position, the place that God put them. It's not about equality or anything. It's about their position, amen. Amen. And so I have to respect my apostle here, Apostle Bailey. I respect him, his position, and his place of authority of the house. So I yield myself to the apostle, amen, to come and say and do and whatever it is that he would like to do if God has laid something on his heart in order to impart to the church. We have to always give place.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? You have to give room to things to be put in place. And that's why we can't be hard-headed and say, well, you know, I'm not going to allow correction to come. But if correction needs to be made, we have to allow the person in authority to make that correction. And if he comes in and he sees that there's something needs to be changed and he needs to address it, then we're supposed to allow him to address the problem because of his position. Amen. Y'all all right with that?
Amen.
Pastor, do you have anything?
I just want to say thank you for just keeping the doors open so that we can come in and worship.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand, praise for him. Amen. So we want to learn how to get in order. We might not be in order, but we're going to learn how to respect order and respect our places, amen. And so it's not that no one is looking down on anyone. If we have a heart, if our heart is right, then we don't have trouble with being corrected if your heart is right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Only by pride is where you resist something. But when you're humble, amen, you don't have any problem, amen, being corrected, amen.
Amen.
Receive correction and you straighten up and continue going. And so today, amen, and we've been talking about it. I like to go back in the book of Hebrew today. He started this, Apostle Bailey started this thing, and he started something, and I just kind of jumped on the bandwagon. You know, it's good for somebody to start something so you can jump on the bandwagon. And so I just decided to jump on the bandwagon here of what we want to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just, I mean, I know you can read Hebrew 11, then, you know, we'll pray. You know, I don't want to, you know, I got to make sure I don't want to tradition. I want to make sure I have tradition right, get the tradition right. So let's read Hebrew 11 and 1. Sister Paige, amen. Praise God.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Amen. I just going to use that one scripture there, amen, today. We talk about now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's something that he started out, that now faith is. This is what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to watch those words when we read in the Bible because something could have been something else then.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But we have to go with the now. He let us know what it is now. And so make sure that when we read the word of God, pay attention to the word that is being spoken. You have to pay attention to the now, the hat, the is, the world. If you don't pay attention to that, you would miss the meaning of the word of God. Amen. And so this is why Paul wants to come here and say, now, faith is. I might have to be careful with when I say Paul wrote Hebrew because somebody say Barnabas wrote it. I don't care who wrote it. It's the word of God. We're going to accept it for the word of God. Yes. Now, this is what something is now, and that's what we have to focus on, the now.
Yes.
Because any time you're not focused on the now, you're going to have problems in your life.
I
getting to wonder about now, amen, is because if you live in the past, then you can't go forward looking in the past. You can't move forward because if you're focused on your past, then we shouldn't focus on our past. We should also walk in the focus of the now, of what something is now.
Yeah.
I know what it was. I had a hard time yesterday, but now, amen. Praise God. I walked in sin yesterday, but now, amen. What I did yesterday, I can't be looking at yesterday. Let me focus on the now.
Yeah.
I can't see how bad my life was yesterday, but how is my life now?
Yeah.
Now, if I'm focused on the now, I'm going to be at peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. I found out that most of the time, if we don't walk in the now, we're going to walk in anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
See, anxiety comes from being anxious for tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is why so many people are torn in life, because they either focus on yesterday or they focus on the tomorrow, and they're not focused on the now. So we need to know what things are now. So that you don't have anxiety attacks. See, anxiety attacks come from you focus on something that might happen.
You can tell it.
Yeah, it's not something that has happened. See, it's not something that has happened. Where they always focus on what could happen or what might happen, and they're disturbed over things what could happen tomorrow. But tomorrow hasn't even got here. We don't need to focus on tomorrow, that Jesus said. Let us focus on the things of today. Let us focus now on what it is now that I'm facing, how things are going now. So, face your life with the now. Stop worrying about tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Matthew 6:34, somewhere along that line, and we're just going to go cover a little bit with scripture because now, this is what it is now. Then we get to the other part. And see, the reason Paul wrote about what faith is now, because that wasn't what faith used to be. See, faith used to be, amen, that if someone's going to be saved, they had to be saved through circumcision.
Yeah.
That was the faith of Abraham, amen.
Yes, sir.
And that's what, that they used to have faith in Abraham.
Yes.
But now we don't have faith in Abraham now. Our faith is in Jesus now because, when it says, our faith is just now in Jesus now because of what Jesus has done for us. So let's focus on the now.
Not
on who Abraham was. Abraham was a friend of God.
Yes.
Moses was a servant of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But here it is now.
Now.
Oh, hallelujah. See, God has exalted us above the Moses.
Mm-hmm.
And God has exalted us above the Abraham because he said, now we are the sons.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes.
We're going to get to the scripture going after a while. Because I got to have the proof.
Yes.
And I must have the evidence of the things that I don't understand, I don't know. And then I can give you the proof so that you can believe in it. And you have a strong belief or faith in it. And then if you have a strong belief and faith in something, then you can accomplish.
I like that. Bring it together. Good job.
6:34. Matthew 6:34. Then I will mess with the rest of the stuff out of a while. But I'm talking about the now. Because this is the problem with the world. We're so focused on tomorrow that we're not dealing with the now. Thanks to God, we're so focused on tomorrow and yesterday that we don't focus on the now. Who are you now?
Yeah.
What are you doing now? Yeah. What, you know, here's a good word at today.
Mm-hmm.
Would today be now?
Mm-hmm.
Are we in the now?
Yeah.
Anytime you use the words, you have to watch those words.
Yeah.
So when they say today is the day, or now is the day of salvation. It does not yet appear what it's going to be like, but we know when. So that means something that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's getting ready to happen.
Yeah.
Something that's getting ready to take place. But right now, I'm focused on the now. But listen to what Jesus said here. Matthew 6:34.
Take that for no thought for tomorrow.
Hold on now. Notice what he said then. Don't take no thought for tomorrow. And he said, what's he saying? I want you to take thought for the now. Take thought for today, because today is now. And don't take no thought for tomorrow, because that is most of our problems. We are worrying about tomorrow. Come on, I know who holds my tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Come on, see, because what? He has my future, amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. And so if he has my future in hand for tomorrow, then all I need to focus on the now. Not tomorrow, because what? I know who holds my tomorrow, because Jesus holds my tomorrow. And therefore, let me just focus on the now, because
uh-huh.
I already know my tomorrow is already taken care of.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Good.
Come on,
yes,
somebody.
Yes,
amen.
Good.
See, this
good.
Is why we have faith in Jesus, because he has always taken care of people tomorrow.
Yes.
For everyone who has believed in God, he's always taking care of their tomorrow. And the reason we know he takes care of tomorrow is because when the sun came up this morning,
mm-hmm.
he was taking care of your now.
Yes.
And he always produces for tomorrow, because every time it rains, amen, he's doing something for your tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I don't want you worrying about it now. It might get a little dry sometimes. Might get a little dry in your life sometimes, but I got some rain I'm going to pour out after a while. And I'm going to send the rain. Isaiah 55, amen. He said, I'll send the rain in time of season so you can still have a harvest. I'm taking care of the harvest. So don't you worry about the rain. Don't you worry about the storm. Don't you worry about what's going on
yeah.
in your life, because I got you tomorrow.
Yeah.
The only thing I want you to focus on
yeah.
is today.
Yes,
Lord. Don't focus on your past, because I'm taking care of your past. I have your sins have been forgiven you.
Glory.
Hmm?
Hallelujah.
And because your sin has been forgiven you, I have thrown your sin as far as the east is from the west. I've thrown it in the sea of forgiveness, and you want to go looking for your own sin, and I'm not going to be able to find it, because he said, I've hid it from your face. So
yes.
don't worry about your yesterday. Only focus on your now.
Yes.
Amen.
For all of those who have accepted Jesus, you can live in the now. See, without accepting Jesus as your Savior, you're not living in the now. Because what? You still got problems, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you need to focus on your past and get your past taken. You see, the past is only for the people who are not saved.
Yeah.
They got a past because it hasn't been erased. They have a past because it hasn't been forgiven. They all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So if I got sin, amen, all have sin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to be careful even when you read that, because you are all yourself under sin. Because it says have sin. That means you did, but it don't mean that I'm doing it now.
Right.
You have to watch words now.
Yes,
because
sir.
The devil will hold you captive with that word. Well, all have sin. Well, yeah, all have sin. That's what I did in my past.
Yes.
But I don't want to talk about what I did in my past. My past has been forgiven with. God has erased my past so that I can have a future, amen. But he said, I want you to take care of the now. My focus has got to be on the now.
Right.
So he said, well, take no thought
It's a mind thing. We're tore up because of the way we think.
Yeah.
We think too far, and then sometimes we don't think far enough. Amen. Sometimes we're short-minded.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're short-tempered. Mm-hmm. We don't like to wait. Amen. We don't like to give time things to manifest. We don't allow to give time things to come to pass. We like to get in a hurry because we want it now. You see, we have to realize that God is not a microwave God. Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, he can microwave something, amen. And he said, let there be, and it came to pass, amen, because he said, let there be, but then he said, well, it took me 6 days to get through it. Amen.
Amen.
And so we have to give the word to it to manifest and just think on it now, what I got right now. You know, if I can just focus on what I got right now. If you got some clothes to put on you, you got some food on your table, amen. Maybe you got a car to drive. Maybe you got a job or you got a business, whatever. If I just focus on that, I should be full of joy just focusing on that. Not worried about what's coming tomorrow, because tomorrow will take care of itself, you know. What does the Lord say? If I take care of the birds of the air.
Mm-hmm. I'm not more valuable than you.
Yeah.
How much more valuable of you? So why are you worried about tomorrow when you should be focused on today? What can I do today? Well, what can I do today to please God? Amen.
Yeah.
What can I do for God today? I know I want to keep putting it off, you know. A lot of us need to get saved today, you know. You need to accept Jesus today. If you focus on the now, amen, you're going to do things necessary for the day. You're not going to worry about tomorrow, because if you do it today, tomorrow is already taken care of.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus has already taken care of your future.
Amen.
He died and rose again on the third day so that you can have a future. He said, so when you die, you won't live again.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. And so I already know if I die, I'm going to live again. So let me do the things that is necessary and right today so that I can have a future.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Good.
See, most of us don't have a future because we didn't prepare today.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Amen. A lot of us don't, you know, even with some of us, we don't have nothing in the, we don't even have nothing in the bank, amen, because we ate it all up today.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't make no investment today because, you know, we just wanted to eat it all up and not have nothing left. And now, when tomorrow comes, but to thank God that we got a Jesus there, that he said, I can feed you without money. Come me by without milk and without pipe. He said, come on over here and eat. I can give you some food and some water, even if you don't have no money, amen. But I can still feed you, amen. But I want you to start taking care of today.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Focus on today.
Today.
And if you pray and believe the word of God, that if I pray and ask him to protect me, he's going to protect me. If I have faith in that word and believe that word, then that word will cover me now. But not only will the word cover you now, it'll cover you tomorrow also.
Amen.
But I got to focus on it now. We finish reading that. I get ahead of myself. So tomorrow will take care of the thoughts of the theme of itself, because I'm living in the now. Come on, a lot of you, you know, you're worried about what's going on, what's taking place, amen, what's going on in the world today, and a lot of us are upset about what's going on now.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to realize what you do now determines how things are going to be tomorrow.
Yes, yes.
I don't need to worry about tomorrow, because if I do it today, it's already in place for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
If I receive Jesus today, then he's already in place for tomorrow. I don't have to worry about tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
I don't have to focus on tomorrow, but I'm going to focus on the now.
Amen.
See, when we talk about the now, amen, let me put it in present tense, amen. Because I have to look at it in present tense, because I put it in this present tense. Now is what something is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I use the scripture. 1 John 3, what was it, 1 John 3? Now we are. But my faith has got to be in what I am now.
Mm.
Amen. And when you have a word of God, when we talk about now, I said that the word now can also mean that I am. Mm-hmm. When I say I am, I'm saying who I am right now. I am. And when Jesus came, they said, well, who are you? He said, I am. And he said, well, this is who I am right now. I am here now. Amen. I am what back there. I am now, and I am will be.
Yes,
so he's in past, present, and future here.
Yes.
Yeah, but he said, while I'm here, you got to focus on what's here now. And if you want to believe on me, you got to believe on who I am now. And I know you might have believed on who I used to be in the past, amen. I was a God that you couldn't see, amen.
Yes,
hallelujah. I dwell in the darkness where men couldn't see me,
mm-hmm.
and I was hid from man. But yet, even though I was hid, and nobody saw me, amen, because no man had seen God at any time, the Bible says. But yet I was hid back there, but I still am.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
But in order for you to have salvation, you got to believe that I am now. You got to believe that I'm the same person that I was back there, but I'm just in a different form, amen. So believe on me now.
Amen.
Because people want to change. Well, I believe in God. I believe in God. I don't believe in Jesus, but it's the I am. If he am being, he am now, and he's going to be am forevermore. It must be the same person I'm talking about. But because people say, well, I believe in God and don't believe in Jesus, how can you believe in one without the other? Because the same word that spoke, amen, and everything came to pass is the same word that appeared, amen, and it's the same word that says will appear in the inside. So it's going to be the same word, the same word.
Yeah.
It might not look like the same person. The person might not be in the same form, but it's still am. You know, when you plant a seed, I got to get there. When you plant a seed, when you plant a seed, amen, into the ground, does it look the same when it come up?
No.
See, it has a different form.
Yes, sir.
But yet it's still there.
Yeah.
So that's what we got to realize is who we are. When God plants us into the earth, amen, he plants us as a seed. We go down as a seed. When you go down as a seed, he puts life in the seed. And the reason he gives us the Holy Spirit, he put his life on the inside of us to guarantee us that we're going to get up on that day. You can call what? The life is on the seed. And every time a seed goes down to the ground, if it got life in it, it's going to come up. It's not going to look the same, but it's still going to be him.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on it, amen. How many of y'all waiting on it?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are you waiting to be glorified? That's the thing about it, amen. But you got to focus on today. Now, let's get that right quick. Is that 1 John 3 and something? 3 and 2? Let's look at it now. I think that's
it.
Oh, hold on. Now, what did he say now? Beloved?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now.
What does it say now?
Now.
Beloved.
Now.
So, see, I want to talk to y'all about the now.
Uh-huh.
Now, y'all know who y'all used to be.
Yeah.
Y'all used to walk in sin. Used to walk in vows, wealth, and sin.
Yeah.
You were by nature. You were not children of God.
Mm.
That's who you used to be.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to talk about all that you've been used to be, but if you have accepted Jesus and been born again, then you are not that now.
Amen.
If you didn't know Jesus, if you know him now,
yeah.
These things have changed because you've been born again.
Mm-hmm.
You're not of the old man Adam anymore because you've been changed. You've been changed, amen. You are the new man Adam Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I think somewhere around 52, amen. And so they said, you are not that person anymore.
That's right.
Behold, what? Now. Now, y'all English guys, what does now mean? English scholars. We got some English scholars. Y'all been to college? Amen. Come on, sister. Come on. I want to get y'all involved in this. The now. What does now mean? Come on. In the present. What else does now mean about being in the present at this moment? No, because you can't see who you are at this moment, who you are, but God is letting you know who you are, and so you have to have enough faith in the word of God to believe that you are who he said you.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, people won't receive what God says about them. They will believe what everybody else says about them and not believe what God says about them. But what did God say now?
Mm-hmm.
At this moment of time? And see, that is why you should be able to throw off everything everybody else is saying to you, because you believe what God says. Well, what does Romans 6 say? Let God be true and every man alive.
Yes, sir.
Stop believing what the devil says.
Yes,
stop believing what people say. Say who you are because of what God says about you. And if you just accept that, amen, they won't bother you. If they cuss you out, they won't bother you because I know who I am.
Right.
Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. When you know who you are, you have no reason to fight. I don't have no reason to fight when I know who I am. See, I had to learn that because it used to be if you said something, you called me out my name or something, I was ready to kill you. Amen. I was ready to kill you. Now, even you cuss me, boy. My mom and my dad never cursed me. So I can say it. And so I was ready to kill you. Because I didn't know who I was. You see, when you know who you are, and you can believe the word of God, who I am now. I know I might be that dirty scoundrel back then, but who I am now.
Yeah, I am.
That is what makes the difference, is who you are now, not who you used to be. Your life has changed.
Amen.
You're not the same person. You don't do the same thing because you know who you are. The reason you don't sin is you're not sinning, trying to be saved. Everybody's like, I'm just joining to be saved. No, you're not. You live the way you live because you are saved.
Amen. That's right.
You live as a man because you are a man. You don't have to do nothing to be a man.
Mm-hmm.
You live the way you are because you are a man.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to put on no airs or put on no show if you know who you are now. We realize most people who have changed in life because they miss their identity. They don't know their identity.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore they're trying to take on somebody else's identity. And when you're going trying to take on somebody else's identity, then you have to pretend. You have to pretend because you're taking on somebody else's identity. And so, you know, I've never seen a woman walking like this. I mean, a woman acting like this. I never saw. Well, they don't act like that. I mean, I'm sorry. Why is that taking place? They don't know their identity. They don't know who they are. They have become confused about who they are, and they don't have enough faith in God to accept who God says that they are, and they're not living in the now. They're trying to be something that they are not, so they're trying to live for something that they are not. That's where they miss their identity. So the faith of God to need to know their identity. If you know who you are now, there are things that you won't do now because you know who you are. That's not me. Have you ever did something or said something? Then you said to yourself, child, that ain't me. Huh? Or something come out of your mouth, you say, oh, child, you know that ain't me.
Yeah.
That must be somebody else's voice came out of my mouth. I didn't say what I said. But when it's trying to, you learn how to control. You got to have self-control. And then you can't have self-control, amen, without having self-discipline.
My God.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And I discipline myself because I know who I am now.
Amen.
Yes.
I do what I do because of who I am now. Not trying to be, but who I am now. And that's what Jesus always wanted us to know. I want you to have a new identity. See, the devil told you that you were something, and that's why you did what you did, because he told you that lie. He told you it was no good. You would never amount to nothing. you weren't going to accomplish anything in your life. Oh, yeah, that might be what it used to be. But now, because of the Holy Spirit, after that the Holy Spirit come upon you, I give you power and ability to do something that you couldn't do back then, but you can now. But now are we? Now are we? Not trying to be. Everybody like to say, well, we just waiting. We just waiting. No, we're not waiting on it. If you've been born again of water and of spirit, you already got it. But we haven't yet believed that we had it. It's because we won't live in the now. We like to live in the past and hold on to the things of the past. So I'm not under the law anymore.
Amen.
I'm under grace.
Yeah.
Because law was of the past, but grace is now. Now are we the what? Son
of God.
Now are we? That's another word. What does are mean?
A-R-E?
A-R-E, are we?
Now are we.
Is that putting enforcement of something that you are, and that's what the order. Come on, Father. I'm going to get you. Come on. Miss Ingrid's out there. Come on, tell me what are you.
Amen.
I mean, it's already up. Now are we? We're not waiting for it to happen. It's not getting ready to happen, but it's something that has already taken place. He said, but I don't see it. Well, that's what faith is.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the evidence right here of who you are, even though you can't see. Are you with me here? Now are we the sons of God? That's what he said we are now. Now we are sons of God. But have you ever thought about it, of what we are now, and we don't even recognize that God has set us far above everything? He's not waiting to do it, but he's already done it. See, we've been waiting on stuff that we already have because we haven't accepted the things that God has already given us now. Ephesians chapter 1. Let me go. I'm talking about the now. Here we are now. Let me give you the proof that what I'm saying. You know, Pastor Brady said you got to have the evidence and the proof. Whatever that you're saying that you are now. And so that we can be waiting on something and not realize that you already have it, then it can be a catastrophe because you already have something and then you see a waiting on it. And you don't know you got it.
Yes,
it takes this danger to have a bomb sitting around your house and not know that the bomb is around there when it is not to know it is there, you know, knowing that it's there. It's more dangerous having it and not knowing it. See, we are the bomb. God has made us the bomb, but we just don't realize who we are.
The bomb?
Like, well, I'm going to call it a bomb. It's called when you talk about power, it means dynamite. I can't pronounce it.
Dynamo.
I think that it's in the Greek or the Hebrew, dynamo. That means dynamite or power. That's what power is. Dunamis. All right, you got it right. See, glad I got some here. He said, now, you have that dunamis working on the inside of you now.
Yes.
But you don't use the power that God has already put in you already, but not waiting now. What is the thing? After that, it comes. Has it already? On the day of Pentecost, didn't it come? Mm-hmm. And so after that it comes, ye shall receive, pronounce that word again, the dunamis, amen. You're going to receive the dynamite. So what he's saying to us, you already had it because you already, now, you're not waiting to get the power. Mm-hmm. You just have to believe you got it.
Amen.
See, that's what faith is, a strong belief, amen. When we start strong in believing that God has gave us all things according to righteousness and godliness, when we start believing that we already have it, then we start to walk in it.
Amen.
See, you can't walk in something that you don't believe you got.
Mm.
You can't spend no money that you don't believe that you have, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you with me? It's bad to be a millionaire and don't know you got it.
Yes, sir.
It's bad to be a millionaire and don't know you have it. And then you walk around like a broke man and not realize that you got power. But if you realize who you are now, you wouldn't be going around looking for something. You won't be looking on the outside of you for something. You'd be looking for where God said it is. And he said, the kingdom is in you now.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not waiting on the kingdom now, the kingdom has already come. He said, that kingdom come. He said, you already have it now because of who I've already made you. I've already made you the son now.
Yes.
So you're sitting around waiting on something that you already got.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is mm-hmm. This is why we're not who we are. This is why we're not going where we're supposed to be. This is why we haven't ascended to the higher height and the deeper depth of walking in the things of God. Is because God has told us what we have and we want to believe it. And therefore, we are stagnant now is because we don't believe what God has already done. Abraham was believing for God to do something. I'm waiting on you, Lord. I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you. And then he never saw it. God never did show up. He never did get that house he was looking for. He lived in a tent all of his life. And we talk about the tent of his building, amen. That this is a tent here. It's a temporary dwelling place. That is why I say Abraham dwelled in a tent all of his life. He lived because he never did get his house from heaven. See, he was looking for a house from heaven that wasn't made by hands, eternal in the heavens. You see, he didn't realize he was looking for it. But now we already, we found the house. Jesus is that house. We found that house. And he said, well, I'm going away to prepare a house for you. For there where I am, there you might be also. Amen. He said, but your spirit of you, you already sit with me now. In heavenly place. So you think you're still earthly. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're still a nobody, but you are somebody to God. Amen.
Yeah.
Just read verse 6. Ephesians 1 and 6. Listen at this word. Ephesians 1 and 6. Because we got to talk about the now because I want you to believe what's now. And then I'm going to give you the evidence of the now as proof.
To God, unto the praise and the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us acceptable in the blood, in the love.
I like to look at that word there, when we look at that word praise.
Uh-huh.
And if you look that word up, it means superior position.
Okay.
Well, God has given us a superior position. And when we talk about a superior position, that See, the reason that you can pray now, the reason you can do something that even Micah couldn't do, when Micah went around trying to rebuke the devil, so Micah said, the Lord rebuked you, but he rebuked because he still was a servant.
Yes.
But we are not servants, but we are sons. And being that we are sons, it means that we have a superior position over the angels. Halloween now. And the reason he said that is because he said, are they not spirits going about to serve those that are heirs of salvation? If they are servants, amen, that means you are in a superior position until now they serve you.
Mm-hmm.
The angels been kept mind about them that fear the Lord, amen. So,
right.
So he's been kept mind about you to protect you because you have a superior position. God wanted to exalt you to a superior position.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, that ain't true. Go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, so I can prove what I'm saying. Because, even when people say, well, back there in the book of Genesis, the people were, the sons of God came down to the daughters of men. They said, well, those were angels. Well,
I believe we got to have a little confrontation in there. You know, I don't believe that they were angels. Those sons of God. I believe they were some people, amen.
Come on.
Because what God said. Now, I'm going to show you something here. Now, you probably never saw this now. And I talk about the superior position, the praise of his glory. That means that is what he intended to be beforehand. And then he said, you are that now. Chapter 2, let's see, let me see. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, let me turn. I mean, I should know the exact verse. But I'm talking about the now now, Bishop. I'm talking about the now, the apostle. Verse 9, 2 and verse 9. Let me go there. Let me see.
We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, who was suffering a death, crowned with glory and honor. And he, trying to go by the grace of God, to taste death for every man.
Go ahead now, while I'm looking for this. Oh, yeah. Well, let's come back to chapter 1 then. Start at verse 5. First 4 then, amen. First 4. 1 and 4.
Being made so much better than the angels.
Are we not what he is? But he was being made so much better than who? He was made so much better than the angels. Now, if he said we are already sons now, it's not that we're trying to be, so that's letting us know we're better than the angels.
Rito, I'm talking about the now now. I'm talking about the now. See, y'all think y'all, see the problem with us, thanks to God, you just think you're getting a nothing. That's why you act like that. Because you don't really know who you are. You don't even really know. Eyes have not seen and ears have not heard the things that God has in store for them that love him.
They are problems that our eyes haven't seen in the Word yet. And so if I don't point it out in the Word, you'll never know what he got coming.
Yes.
Are you with me? Read this thing. Read.
And
right.
We have by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they.
By inheritance, we have obtained a more excellent name. Now, so Jesus partook with us so that we can partake with him. Amen. He inherits things of us so that we can inherit of him. And so we're joint heirs with him, right?
So
he talks about the inheritance. So inheritance does not come to the servant.
My.
Now, inheritance does not go to the priest.
Speak, sir.
So inheritance of a father always goes to the son. So we, what are we now? So that means, that means that the father's inheritance belongs to us.
Yeah.
Not just belongs to him now, it belongs to us.
Because
we are all part of that inheritance because of us.
Now.
Read on, Sister Payne. It's in the book. Read on.
Well, to the words of the angel said he at any time, is that my son?
No, he asked the question there now. Has God ever called an angel a son? So be careful when you go back to Genesis now. The angels came down and maybe with men, sons of God, that they were angels because from what he says here, come on, I'm pointing something out here.
That's good.
At what time?
At any time.
Was it? Oh, now it's time to go. Okay. At any time, did a what?
Okay, so to which of the angels said he at any time, y'all are my son?
Has he ever said that? He asked the question. I don't know. Oh, come on, Rito.
This day have I begotten you.
Okay. Today, I'm talking about the now. He said, I begotten you. Amen. Now, I didn't create you, but I begot you. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a difference between the things that are created and the things that are begotten.
Uh-huh.
See, Adam might have been God created some, but Jesus was begotten.
Yeah.
That means that he partook of something of God, and that God made him who he is. And now you've been born again, amen. Not of the corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. And so your new birth, amen, God gave you part of himself to make you just like him.
Yeah.
So that you could become a son.
Yeah.
Now, women don't back off, amen. Because we're all the same. We're all the same. Amen.
We don't participate. Let me get the scripture out of here.
Okay. And then I will be to him a father.
And he said, I'm going to be a father to you now. I'm going to be a father to you. Read on.
And he shall be to me a son.
And he shall be to me a son. And read on.
And again, when he bring it, and the first he died to the world,
he
said, and let all the angels of God worship him.
Wait a minute now.
Come on, sir.
If they worship the Son, you never knew that.
Come on, Pastor, read on. It's in the Bible, but we won't believe it.
Mm.
He said, I told you, I tell it to you every day, and you won't believe. And the reason you're weak to when you're weak is because you won't believe what I said. The reason you can't do what I told you to do is because you won't believe what I've already done.
Yeah. Take the shell off of a vision. Shell off of
it. You won't step up because you still believe that who you used to be and not who you are now.
Yeah.
When you start believing of who you are now, you're gonna start walking in power.
Yes.
And the demonstration of the Holy Spirit because he wants his power to be demonstrated in us. Not just talked about, but he wanted to be demonstrated.
Yeah.
But if we won't believe what he's already done, then how is he going to ever do anything if you don't believe that he's given you the power and changed you and made you who you are now?
Yeah.
Not waiting for us. The only thing we're waiting to come is our body.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been waiting on that glorified body. Hallelujah. Waiting on the glorified body.
Yeah.
Luke 21 is talking about, hey, when you see all the trouble having the war and the rumors of war and all of those things, he said, look up! For your redemption going out. That means soon. All of this thing is soon to come together. Not only what we got now, but everything is going to come together. We're just waiting on our redemption to come. And so all the trouble comes start. When you see the thing going on, you start clapping together. It's involving all the trouble going on. Why are you clapping your hands? It's because I know my redemption. I know something is getting ready to take place. I know my change is getting ready to come.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Read on. I got to quit because y'all have me going there. Read.
Okay.
I got to quit.
And all the angels, he said, who made it? Is the
spirit
and minister a flame of fire.
Go to just for time's sake. Go to verse 9. Let me clean it up with verse 9 because I was talking about it now.
Thou
had
love, righteousness,
and hate
to be wicked. Therefore, God, even that God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness before thy fathers.
Mm-hmm.
He's anointed you above. They set him above all principalities and powers and spirits of wickedness. If we're seated there with him, then now I'm right there with him. I might not be in body, but I'm there in spirit. My spirit is already there. Your spirit is already saved. The only thing we're waiting on now is your body to be saved.
Yes.
It's already done. You're already who God made you. The only thing you're waiting on now is your body.
Amen.
Someone said it's already been done.
Now.
If I'm already your son now, then what else I got to do to be?
I'm trying to be saved.
Yeah.
That's what everybody's saying. I'm trying to be saved. Oh, child, why are you just trying to be saved? When you believe that I am, This is why the Bible tells us always say, I am.
I am.
Yeah. But in this moment, I am saved. Mm-hmm. Let the weak say, I am strong. This is, you're saying what you are now. You're not. No matter what you used to be, you got to identify with the now.
Mm-hmm.
You can't keep identifying with the flesh. I'm spirit. Well, I can see you walking around. I look in the mirror. I see you every morning. I know I do. I look in that. Oh, Jesus. Why are you getting wrinkled and getting old? Oh, Jesus. Well, that's just your old self. Mm-hmm. But I got a new self coming. Amen. Mm-hmm. Come on. I got a new self. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, there's going to be no more tears.
Yeah.
No more sorry. No
yeah.
more crying. And no more pain. I got a new body coming on the way. Amen.
Yeah.
Now, this old body just starts leaning. And this old body just starts leaking. Amen.
Yeah.
And it lifts sometimes. Amen. And sometimes I get up in the morning and I start out like this. But then I know that it's nobody, but I know I got a new body coming.
Yeah.
You know what? I am a
son
of God. Yeah. God is going to call me, and so that I don't be found missing. Now, somebody said, what is being missing? A spirit without a body.
Mm.
You don't want to be found having a, being a spirit that can't die.
Oh,
and then don't have nobody. And the only way that you can have that body, you have to become a body, part of the body of Christ, so that you can have a body to dwell in. And if you're not saved on mine today, I got to quit by the mind because of time's sake, I could take it on and on all day and pray with this. All day long about now.
Yeah.
And that's something Apostle Bailey started about now. But I want to know, are you saved now? Are you born now? Is the person based, when I talk about, must be, except, amen, except a man be born again of water and, what did they say, and again, y'all talked about it yesterday. And it's the conjunction of faith. And so I can't leave one part out because there's a connection there with the end.
Yes.
And so many times in our life today, people have, they have gotten one part, but they've left the other part off. And so we got to make sure we make, let these words connect, water and conjunction and spirit. And so if you're online today, maybe you've been born of the spirit, but you haven't got the water yet, or maybe you got the water and you haven't don't have the spirit yet. And don't let the lying preacher tell you that you don't need both of them when the scripture says, hey. Are y'all with me?
Amen.
And don't let them tell you you are something when the Bible says shall. Shall be. Sometimes they'll say, well, make this confession and now you are saved. That's not the scripture said, shall be. Make you confess and you share. Is there a difference between shell and is?
Yeah.
Well, what does shell mean?
It
will come.
Yeah.
And is means what?
Yeah.
It's already done.
Yeah.
Is there a difference between the shell and the is? What is the difference, young lady? The shell and is. Is now. See, she even know that, amen. And so a lot of times people have said that you are rather than said you shall be.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when he lies to people, then a lot of people are going to be going down because they thought they was and they said shall.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Are y'all listening?
Yes,
sir.
Amen.
See, the preacher lies to you.
Mm-hmm.
He said the word, but he didn't tell you the truth of the word because he left the word out.
And
that's how the devil got Eve. He added something, or he took away something. And therefore, he was deceived because he left something out. Sometimes where the word might say shall, and then you put in there is, Man, you have made that word a manifest.
My God.
And so if you're online today, if somebody told you, chill, well, keep on going. It will take place. It will happen. It's a guarantee that it will happen. But right now, it doesn't. It hasn't happened. And so you need to go on in knowledge and learn about him until it happens, until it takes place. So it's not saying nothing wrong with it, but I'm just trying to show you between words that says is and shall, or now, or when it comes to pass. And so if there's somebody online today, amen, if you're not saved, I want you to hold your hand up and put a mark on Facebook there to say, you know, I want to be saved, amen. And then he said, you start out with the confession. And then if you follow your confession, amen, and do what you said with your mouth, then you're going to end up where you just need to go because you got to have a substance.
Yeah.
Your confession will be the substance.
Yeah.
You're saying what you hope for.
Exactly.
And so you have the evidence of the word of God that he will give you what it is of the substance that you believe him for.
Mm-hmm.
That proof. Well, Daniel prayed. Elijah prayed. Somebody prayed to let you know they prayed and God delivered him.
Yeah.
They delivered him. So you got evidence that if I pray this word, amen, and I see what somebody else did, and I can believe what they did and do what they did, I get what they got.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my goal. So if anybody want to be saved online today, I want you to know that you need to do it today. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time, amen. Now is the acceptable time, amen, for things to take place and for things to happen. Is there somebody on there? It's your time right now. Amen. Well, Father God, I just thank you for the now, right now, for what you've done for us now, Lord. We're not waiting on tomorrow, Lord. We know what you've done for us now, Lord. And we give thanks, Lord, that we will get it within ourselves, Lord, to know what you've already done, Lord. And so we can stop waiting on so many things that you've already given us. You said you've already given us all things according to godliness and righteousness and holiness and justification and sanctification. You've done all things for us already, Lord. And Lord, so that we don't continue going out looking for things that we already have. So let us look within ourselves, Lord, to find those things that you've already given us. Those things that are already hidden there. And we want to thank you for the Holy Spirit leading us to those things and revealing those things that eyes haven't seen. Neither the ears have heard, neither has it entered into the heart, all the things that you have already in store for us that love them. And we give thanks in Jesus' name. Come on, amen, praise God. Somebody would like to have some prayer, amen, like to open up something and before the apostle comes, amen, to close out for us. Anybody would like some prayer for anything?
And my sister
Diana and her kids. Sister Diana and her kids. Anyone else, amen. Come on up, Apostle, amen. And we're just going to, we're just going to do a song when we get through here, amen. Hallelujah. Before we go.
Amen.
Amen. Come on. I should have stopped a little early, but I was looking at the clock here. But y'all, I'm not going to apologize. Hallelujah. Amen. I started to, but amen. Then we're going to pray for our sister, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. God bless you all. I thank you for giving me this time.
we have not touched who we really are.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're still trying to figure out who we were in our past. And it's just a blessing that we're developing our now. A lot of men who want to be a husband can't be a husband because he's still a boyfriend in the past, but he wants to be a husband now.
There's
been a lot of women who want to be wives and still girlfriends because they're still girlfriends in their past, but they want to be a wife now.
Mm-hmm.
It's the mindset that they're in. Because it says this right here. In order for me to live in my now, I have to sacrifice my yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I have to. See, if I say give up, a lot of people don't like that word, give up.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give up. No. I say sacrifice. That means that you're doing something that, you're going to get something out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we relate the word sacrifice to Jesus sacrificing his life.
Mm-hmm.
In order, for us to get eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
So when we say sacrifice, as humans, as believers, we say, guess what? I can do that because Jesus did that.
Amen. Amen.
Can we do that?
Amen.
Can we live in our now?
Amen.
One thing, and I'm going to sit down. Fail now. Set it down. Move it home. What's your name?
Come on.
Then you have the victory. You live in your now. You can have the what?
Amen. You want to pray for her before we go back, pre go to herself?
It was your mother
yes.
And your sister.
Yes.
Okay. I need you to say it. Say the name.
Patricia. Brianna. Patricia. And Brianna.
Again.
Patricia. Brianna.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we ask you right now for you heard the name, Lord God, that was repeated in the atmosphere, Lord God. We've repeated them, one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the enemy wants to attack, Lord God. The enemy wants to grab hold to, Lord God. But Lord God, right now, Lord God, right now, Father God, to move on their behalf right now. Not only them, Lord God, but everyone in here, Lord God, right now, Lord God, that's going through situations and circumstances that, Lord God, that have pains, aches and pains, Lord God. Lord, that's in a form of some type of confusion, Lord God. Right now, Lord God, we dispatch angels, Lord God, of healing, angels, Lord God, of joy, angels, Lord God, of peace. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus, as we are sons of God, Lord God. We command the angels to move in your heart and to happen to move right now, Lord God. In
every circumstance.
And I know in our moment, Lord God, right now, reveal thyself.
Yes, Lord.
As God, right now.
Right now.
In Jesus.
Amen. 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 Praise God. One song. You got to give us a song. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. You got the glory, hallelujah. I got this song, amen. Y'all know I'll be down forever for this song. Hallelujah. My son had given me a song a couple weeks ago. Yeah, he kind of got mad at me because I ain't dying. When back in 2006, I got led in the middle. Addressed to me, say, hey, if you join this organization, the people in this organization, if you call them right now, the people in our organization are most likely on the TV right now. And he was like, you ain't trying to do this thing? And I was walk out on. Praise God, hallelujah. He wanted the money that day. Praise God, hallelujah. But now I got it inbox the other day. Doing everything, everything college, doing this. I'm like, nah, I ain't going to do it right now. I'm going to stick with y'all and do what y'all do. But I have this song, it's called There You Go. Praise God.
It's about give you a background of the song. It's about ministry growing and we and the tares being separated from wheat, so to speak. It's a little jam. Y'all know I'm here, y'all know me. But we put it on here with the go ahead, baby.
Amen. 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 Thank you.
So if y'all like to send anything, donate anything, CareChurchInc@gmail.com. Amen. PayPal, Cash App, or Zelle. And we always forget about the money. Amen. And but we but thank God anyway. It always comes. So praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank y'all. Love y'all. Appreciate you, Doctor. And so make sure everybody come out on time. There we go.
Yeah.
I said that we need to be on time. There we go. I don't want to miss Jesus when he comes because I might be left in time. I want to make sure I'm in place because when he comes, I want to be on time. There you go. You might come here and be gone and you got left behind and you say, there you go. Hey, you ain't going to be so quick as a moment and twinkle of the eye. And then you're going to say, oh, you got left behind. And you're going to be standing there looking and you're going to say, there you go. Thank you. So we don't want to miss Jesus because he be saying, there you go. So that boy, you just missed the rapture, you're going to say, there you go. Thank y'all for the day.
Thank you
for showing up. Amen. Appreciate y'all. Might not be like church, but we learn. Well, you know how people say y'all reach out, jump up, run around, and then she and dance.
They don't want to hear the word. They don't want to hear that now. They don't want to hear that now. I need to hear that now. I need to hear it now. Right now.
What's going on now? Thank y'all. Amen. Yeah, sister. We'll see you next time.
All right.
What's her name?
Owen.
Here you go. You don't need it except for this.
But it ain't good. No. Well, it's a phone, but it can do good pictures. But that's all we use it for. But what? You gotta see. Where you get those grits from? What were they? That's all right. Okay. Well, I'm glad. And it was like old shack, you know. And he said, man, this is where the food is. He said, I'm clean.
I was
getting
ready to see if I did another one to ride for the women's.
Okay, so you already saw Saturday?
You want to go Saturday?
I wanted to switch the men and the women to Saturday. Only because, like, the men, they older, and most of them is, like, self-employed and... They probably can get off early enough to be, but I know us women, we all work
a lot of times.
And so it probably be harder for us to get off work and get out here.
Okay, well, that would be fun.
If you don't mind. And you already got the men that were ready for Friday, then that's it.
Oh, yeah, I'll see what he's doing.
I know, like, the other lady is the one I was thinking. They work, and then if I was one, and by the time
I get to the house, I'll work. What are you going to do today?
Oh, okay.
Christian, I heard you.
What'll be a good time on that?
We can
film
that. I've
been through
it.
Where are you going to play? Who's going to play with
this? Make it
out of time. Where are they going to be practicing today?
I don't know. Right now, the fitting that the... that park right there behind Walmart. The soccer field and stuff.
The
big Walmart.
Oh, the big Walmart. Okay.
That's what we're going today. So I guess we have a bedroom, so we're going to have like a team
getting. You forget to go and tell us. Although we're trying to have a little going, setting up each day.
They have a team meeting.
You are right, too. Pushing in, and you got a little thing under there.
So yeah, you hold it, turn it that way to lock it, and then you hold it and turn it that way to unlock it.
I always have a picture there.
Well, what's your name?
It's always a picture there. Yeah, I think that's
how it works. What's my big picture?
I can put on the and then send y'all to frown and then you can put them together. That's how we not say straight and then they
well, what about the street? What kind of thing is this?
There's that building of stuff over there.
You are the last party in the conference.